From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Theo here. July 27th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from the Register. SpaceX just about nails Starship Test Flight 13. I just finished reading about the 13th Starship Test Flight, and it's a doozy. So, it took off at 5:51 p.m. Texas time, and after an hour and 5 minutes, it made a controlled splashdown in the Indian Ocean. But what's really interesting is that it was able to gather critical data on the performance of its heat shield, which is crucial for reusability. They also simulated a mission that lands at Starbase, which is a big step towards future missions that launch and land at the same facility. The test also saw SpaceX try out a new routine for deorbiting the Super Heavy booster, which didn't quite go as planned. It had a hard splashdown in the Gulf. But the good news is that the booster successfully completed the high thrust portion of the boost back burn with all 33 engines, which is a first for the Super Heavy V3. After separating from the Super Heavy, Starship used its 6 Raptor engines to reach desired speed and orbit, and then deployed 20 Starlink V3 satellites. The satellites worked, but SpaceX didn't intend for them to be part of the Starlink constellation, so they allowed them to re-enter Earth's atmosphere. Starship also performed some other cool tricks, like starting one of its Raptor engines while coasting through space, which is tech that will be needed for future missions. The success of this test is a big step towards making Starship reusable, and SpaceX boss Elon Musk is already talking about the next test flight, where they hope to catch the Super Heavy booster with robot arms at Starbase. Next, second, from SiliconANGLE. NVIDIA is putting its Vera CPUs to work alongside AI agents to speed up chip design. So NVIDIA is using its own Vera CPUs to run the software that designs its next-gen graphics processing units. What's interesting is that they're doing this in tandem with AI agents, which is a pretty new approach. Normally, chip design is a complex and time-consuming process, but by using their own silicon and AI, NVIDIA is trying to speed things up. They're working with the two main companies that provide the software for designing chips, and those companies are optimizing their platforms to work with NVIDIA's CPUs. This is a big deal because it could significantly reduce the time it takes to design new chips. The current process involves a lot of trial and error, and it requires a huge amount of computational power. By using AI and their own CPUs, NVIDIA might be able to make the process more efficient and get new chips to market faster. It's also worth noting that NVIDIA is using its own CPUs for this process, rather than relying on other companies' hardware. This suggests that they're confident in the abilities of their Vera CPUs and think they can handle the complex task of chip design. The fact that the big EDA software providers are on board with this is also a good sign. It means that NVIDIA's approach is being taken seriously, and that these companies think it has the potential to make a real difference in the chip design process. Overall, it's an interesting development that could have big implications for the tech industry. NVIDIA is essentially trying to use AI and its own hardware to disrupt the traditional chip design process, and it will be worth watching to see how this plays out. Up next. Third, from Emerging AI, how to build a swarm of AI agents. Stop asking one AI to do everything. Open a terminal. Give one clear job. A planner studies it, breaks it into 12 pieces, and finds which ones can run at the same time. 6 workers start researching. 2 inspect the code. Another checks every source. A skeptical agent attacks the findings. The final agent collects only the work that survived. You receive 1 finished package, not 12 disconnected answers. This is no longer an experimental setup hidden inside a research lab. GPT-5.6 can now create and coordinate parallel subagents through OpenAI's multi-agent beta. Kimi K3 offers swarm and goal modes. And then, fourth, from InfoWorld, Anthropic releases more efficient Claude Opus 5. Hey, I just read about this update to Anthropic's hybrid reasoning model, Claude Opus 5. It's supposed to be more efficient, which is interesting because they're saying it performs better on coding and knowledge tasks, and it's more capable of handling complex conversations. They're comparing it to their other model, Fable 5, and saying it's almost on par, but at half the price. That's a big deal, because it's a more affordable option for developers who want to use it on their platforms. What's really surprising is that on these benchmark tests, Opus 5 is outperforming all the other models, including its predecessor, Opus 4.8. And it's not just a small margin, it's more than doubling the performance at a lower cost per task. That's a significant improvement, and it's making me wonder what's changed under the hood. Is it a better architecture? Improved training data? Whatever it is, it's clearly paying off. One thing that's worth noting is that the pricing for Opus 5 is the same as its predecessor, which is a big plus for developers who are already using Anthropic's models. They can just upgrade to the new version without having to worry about a price increase. And with the release of two new updates in beta, it's clear that Anthropic is continuing to iterate and improve their models. I'm curious to see how this plays out in the long run. Will other companies be able to match Anthropic's performance and pricing? And what does this mean for the future of AI development? Next, fifth, from the Register. Foxconn drops VMware, adopts hyperconverged Upstart Arcafra for workloads including AI. Here's the recap. I've been digging into this news about Foxconn, the Taiwanese mega manufacturer, and they've made a pretty significant switch. They've dropped VMware and adopted this upstart hyperconverged infrastructure vendor called Arcafra for some of their GPU virtualization workloads and remote offices. Arcafra launched just a couple years ago and has already earned a spot on Gartner's market guide for full-stack HCI software. Foxconn is using Arcafra's Nutri platform to modernize their distributed factory infrastructure and improve AI model delivery, management, and observation across environments. The interesting part is that Foxconn considers AI a critical part of their plans, and they're using Arcafra to accelerate model deployment, improve operational visibility, and build a scalable foundation for future AI and intelligent manufacturing workloads. They've even deployed Arcafra across their branch factories in mainland China, Taiwan, Vietnam, and North America, using it for critical systems like intranet, manufacturing management, ERP, and production line management. It's worth noting that this move comes as Broadcom, VMware's owner, is shifting its strategy to target larger entities like Foxconn. But Foxconn is now one of the big-name dissenters, joining the likes of Tesco, Western Union, and Allstate Insurance in dropping VMware. On a related note, Broadcom has just struck a $200 billion deal with Samsung's memory and foundry businesses, which should help them meet the demand for custom accelerators and other products. Up next, sixth, from SiliconANGLE, Dell targets modular AI infrastructure as the key to scaling enterprise deployments. As enterprises move AI initiatives from proof of concept to production, attention is shifting toward modular AI infrastructure that can simplify deployment and scaling. Controlling costs and simplifying operations are emerging as the defining challenges of enterprise AI adoption. The central challenge for enterprises is making the jump from proof of concept to production. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.